You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
Hi kids, welcome to Story Zone with Jen. That's me. Zone Radio's Story Zone is proudly brought to you by Jenny Stone as we read through her award-winning book series, Sibo Says. Join me and dive into the world of a young South African girl called Sibo.
Sibo Makes a Difference by Jenny Stone. Published by Let's Look Publishing and narrated by Jenna Fish. Chapter 3. Sibo and the Jeep. Sibo's dad just loved his new Jeep. He dreamed of it when he went to sleep. He drove it to work each day with pride because his Jeep was a very cool ride. He loved to drive it down the street, stomp on the pedals with his heavy feet, and feel the wind whoosh through his hair. He kept it so shiny, just so people would stare. Sibo also liked it a lot, until she heard about the world getting hot. Then she discovered it was not very good to have all that power under the hood. A smaller car would use less fuel, although it would not look so cool. For the earth, it would be a better deal. But she knew her dad loved that hunk of steel.
"Hey, Dad," said Sibo at breakfast one day. "You know what Earthman had to say?"
"Oh, no, not again," said her mother, yawning.
"It's way too early in the morning."
"He said, your Jeep has to go."
Her father grinned.
"The answer's no."
"But it gobbles up petrol, uses more liters, and we don't get many kilometers. You drive to work in your car. Even when it's not too far, you could walk. Or if you like, you could even go by bike. Just think, you'd get nice and fit, lose some weight, slim down a bit. It'd be really good for you. Plus, you'd be saving money too."
Her mother smiled, then said with care, "Well, my husband, she has you there. You always get a tremendous fright when you see your jeans are getting tight." "She's right. Your office is not so far. You don't really need to drive your car. And Sibo, you could walk to school if driving in a Jeep is no longer cool."
"Oh dear," thought Sibo. "She's got me too. I guess that's what I'll have to do. It mustn't be such a sleepy head. I must get up much earlier out of bed."
Her dad shook his head and wheezed. Sibo saw he was not very pleased that his lovely new pride and joy would be packed away like an unused toy.
"It's okay for Sibo. She can get a friend to walk with her. She can start a trend. They all listen to that Earthman at school, so the kids won't think that she's a total fool. But what about me? I'll be riding a bike. That's always been something I don't like. And what about when it's cold and sad? I'll freeze to death. You must be mad."
Sibo laughed out loud and said,
"Dad, your argument is really bad. Your open-top Jeep is only fun when we drive it out in the sun." "But," said Sibo, "if you explain it well, they won't think your brain has turned to gel. Perhaps they'll even think you're smart. Who knows what movement you might start?"
"Okay,"
said her dad with a heavy sigh.
"I'm not very happy, but I'll give it a try. And by the way, your mother is right. My jeans really are a bit too tight. It's easy to talk about doing your bit, but very much harder when it comes to it, Sibo, my daughter. Sometimes you're a pain, but in the long run, we have lots to gain."
Sibo smiled and hugged him tight. She said,
"Thank you, Dad. What you're doing is right. Of course you'll still get to drive your Jeep, but maybe your petrol bill won't be quite so steep. The tires won't have so much wear and tear, and people will know that you very much care. The threat to our Earth is very real, and it's going to take a long time to heal.
The end of the book. Tune in to Zone Radio next week, Monday at 3:30, to see what Sybil gets up to next.
Today's Story Zone was brought to you by Jenny Stone, the mastermind behind Sibor Says. Published by Let's Look Publishers and narrated by Jenna Fish. Don't forget, you can access Jenny's books at any time on her website at sibor.co.za. Sibor, empowering children, one page at a time.